Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show. I am without my co-host today, Mr. Breedwell. He is off doing some business. We had some conflicting schedules. I am flying out to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho with my mastermind group. Many of you know or who follow me on social media, I've been in a mastermind group called Go Abundance. It's a millionaire mastermind group, a wealth building group, but a group that's focused on building wealth in all areas of life, not just in your business and your bank account. And one of the things that we do each and every year is one person in our group. We have an accountability group. There's seven of us. We've been on an accountability call, tracking our goals, our progress, working through challenges, holding each other accountable to really doing the things that we say we're committed to doing. And we've been doing that call for over 5.5 years now, every single Wednesday with seven guys all around North America. And once a year, we get together with our group, the seven of us, and we do some kind of fun trip and activity. And this year we are going to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and we're going to be doing some fishing, some, you know, ATVing, some camping, some hiking, and we'll be doing, you know, some goal setting for Q4 as well as all the way into 2022. So I'm going to be off grid this week. Mr. Breedwell is out filming some TV commercials in Arizona. So we are missing our resident financial expert this week on the show, and I'm not even going to pretend like I can do him justice, but we do have some updates in terms of what's going on in the market, what's going on with Bitcoin, something that people are talking about being a indicator of what potentially could be to come in terms of a run-up with Bitcoin. Definitely got some great updates for you guys in the real estate market as we are starting to see a little shift. I've got some updates for you on one city that just saw a record-breaking week in over a decade. There hasn't been more homes listed in a week in over a decade that it just broke that threshold. We're seeing the bidding war start to ease for buyers. We've got some other updates in terms of foreclosures after the moratorium was lifted, what percentage we saw of homes go into foreclosure as those processes picked up. So we're going to be talking about some real estate updates for you guys today. As you know, if you're a listener of this show, we talk all things money. We talk all things money on this particular episode. things that create space and opportunity for you to have the conversations, get the clarity you need to make the decisions that are aligned with your goals that you're looking to achieve in your own financial journey. And that's what we talk about each and every week on this episode. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review in iTunes if you enjoy listening to the show. It truly helps us out. If you haven't said what up yet, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. If you're an accredited investor, you want to get on my syndication deals list to know about those opportunities, you can text the word deals to that same phone number. And for all of you who have taken advantage of the free financial x-ray that Ryan and his team, a couple $1,000s, guys, put this whole package together for you guys. Ryan and his team do that for free for all of our Millionaire Mindcast listeners. So if you're somebody that has an investment portfolio, not really the best thing for anybody that's looking to start. It's somebody that's got an existing portfolio. And based on your goals, based on your risk, based on when you're trying to achieve those financial milestones, Ryan and his team go through everything with a fine-tooth comb and provide you with some feedback. They provide you with some strategy. And that's something that he graciously does for all of our Millionaire Mindcast listeners. And you can take advantage of that by texting the word X-ray to 844-447-1555. We probably get a dozen or so people every week that reach out to us regarding that. So don't forget to take advantage of that if you're looking for an additional tool, an additional resource, an additional group to give you maybe a perspective on something that you may be missing, your advisor may be missing, and that's something that we love offering to all of our listeners. With that being said, I'm not even going to pretend like I can give you guys some updates in what the market is doing this week, except for the fact that by looking over at finviz.com, we are seeing nothing but red. The last few weeks, Ryan and his team have been talking about there being a pullback. And this is something that was projected, it was overdue, and not anything that he was extremely worried about. And if anything, with some of these, you know, stocks and companies going on discount, based on your allocation, based on where you're at, you may want to look at buying this dip. News headlines this morning just talks about the Dow shedding 500 points amid growing risks, on pace for its worst sell-off since July. A lot of advisors, a lot of, you know, economists and strategists are saying that there may be some volatility heading into the end of the year. There might be some market moves and some shifting, and it may be a good time to take some profits, or it may be a good time, like Ryan has been saying, to buy some of those stocks or companies that you really like long-term for your portfolio at a discount. With that being said, Bitcoin news, Bitcoin today is at $43,807. You know, we've been hearing a long time that, you know, Bitcoin is going to continue to see its, you know, big run, and that we're going to see, you know, some of these thresholds get broken through. And this last week, the Bitcoin price chart flashed a bullish signal that a lot of people latched onto. They got excited about. And this was, you know, something that is seen as an indicator for a potential big rally that could be coming in the near future. On Tuesday, the cryptocurrency Bitcoin formed a golden cross, which happens when the 50-day moving average crosses through and above the 200-day moving average. And traders and analysts use it as kind of an indicator that a market trend is about to turn more positive. Now, if you go and you look really at the last year of where, you know, crypto is at, you know, it's pretty horizontal in terms of its movement. Last month, you know, we saw it at 49,000, just shy of 50. As of today, it's at, you know, 43. So we're still seeing not a whole lot of movement on this. We've been seeing some large companies, large, you know, countries adopt the cryptocurrency. But again, there is still a lot of work to be done in terms of utility, of regulation. And that's something that you, if you've been listening to the show, know Mr. Breedwell is not necessarily the biggest crypto fan. He actually made the projection Bitcoin fan. He is a fan of crypto. We hold and talk about a lot of different cryptos. He's not particularly bullish on Bitcoin long term for various reasons that you've heard us talk about on the show before. And he even has a projection that one day it's going to be worth zero. I'm holding mine. I'm going to keep holding mine. And I'm along for the ride. I think, you know, if you're somebody that is investing in crypto and you have a reasonable approach in terms of what you're investing and allocating into cryptocurrency, being that it's very volatile, it's also a speculative space, but also has a lot of smart, intelligent people working on it and within it to create more utility, to solve a lot of the problems that many bears don't like about crypto. Long-term, it could be and should be a good investment, but something that is reasonable. Most of the wealthy people I know have anywhere from 2 to 5% of their overall portfolio in it. So something to keep in mind as you are allocating your dollars to things that, you know, really are going to provide you with the returns you're looking for in the short term and in the long term. In terms of real estate updates, we have seen pressure on home buyers be extremely high with low supply and really high demand over the last year and a half since the pandemic hit. And we've been wondering if there and when there is going to be a cooling down. And if you are a home shopper right now, especially as we come into the tail end of the season, and we see a shift in the market, and this happens seasonally every single year, but there might be some different variables at this point in time of the seasonality that are going to compound potentially some of the settling and cooling off of the market that many people have been projecting. You know, last month, 59% of home offers written by Redfin agents dealt with competing bids. This is a massive drop from April, when 74% of offers were in multiple bidding situations. So as we see the market begin to cool off a little bit, we are also noting that we're seeing many markets see an increase month over month for multiple months now of inventory. So not only in our busy high season months of sales, we're also now seeing that head into and get compounded in some of the cooler seasons of the year, where many people oftentimes don't want to be moving when it's cold, when it's snowing, when it's raining, when it's wet. They're settled in after the summer, getting back in with their kids being in school. So this is normally, you know, a calmer time of the year. This is also a good buying time of the year. You're going to find people that if they really need to sell, getting closer to the holidays, usually after Halloween is when seasonally we've seen the market cool down. Heading into November and Thanksgiving, December, Christmas, and then heading into the new year. And really, it kind of starts to pick back up and gear back up for the spring.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesk.com/mindcast. for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use and They are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/mindcast to get 5% off your entire order.
Generally, rule of thumb that I've seen is, you know, over the last 12 years, my investment and real estate career, it's after the Super Bowl, which is kind of a weird, you know, date and milestone of when the market might pick back up. But that window right there, if people are selling their house during that time, they want to sell. You know, if they're willing to move during the winter and the dreary months and the cold months, you know, you might be able to find some sellers' motivations that meet the price that you're looking to offer. So keeping that in mind as you go and you continue to look for opportunities in the marketplace, whether it's investment opportunities, whether it is an owner-occupied residence, you might find the level of motivation increase during those winter months with people that may be looking to sell. Now, it's a numbers game, guys, at the end of the day, right? It's always a numbers game, whether you're an investor, and oftentimes, even for those owner-occupied sellers, they need to find the number that makes sense for them and that matches their level of motivation while achieving their goal. And so for you, as somebody who's looking to buy, who's looking to invest, who's looking to find that right opportunity, you need to get unemotional about what the opportunity is and get very disciplined and very disciplined and purposeful about the process that goes to getting you the outcome. I've been talking with some of my consulting clients, and one guy was struggling because he has only been making, you know, 3 or 4 offers a week. This is a guy who's an investor flipping houses. And I've got one client who's making 50 offers a week. One client who's making 50 offers a week, 200 offers a month. He's getting about 3 to 5 properties each and every month in contract. The guy that's making 2 to 5 offers a week is getting maybe, if he's lucky, 1 a month right now. So when you get committed to the process, based on what the process is tied to the outcome that you desire, you have to get unemotional about, right, the results in that moment and get more committed and more purposeful and trust in the fact that if you can look at the data, you can look at the KPIs, your key performance indicators, in terms of how many offers you need to make to get a response, or how many offers you need to make to get into contract, or how many offers you need to make to get into contract to actually close a property. Trusting in that process and getting committed to understanding the data around the things that get you the outcome that you desire is very, very important. Whether that is in a real estate investing context, whether that is looking at the data for Bitcoin or for the stock market, whether that's looking at the data for how many hours you put in the gym, or how many miles you run, or how many sit-ups you do to get the results as an outcome, right? Understanding numbers is so critical when it comes to finances. It is so critical to being able to play the game and engineer the economics of your life, of your future, of your financial freedom. And this is one of the things that I encourage everybody to get very, very committed to. It takes time. It takes a lot of reps. It takes a lot of at-bats at the plate to see so many pitches come across the plate that you actually know what to swing at.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
That you actually get enough opportunities of swinging to give yourself that chance to get on base and to do that over and over and over again until you're consistently putting up runs on the scoreboard. That is something that I encourage every single person, no matter where you're at in your financial journey. There's a lot of wealthy people that listen to this podcast worldwide. There's a lot of people that are well off and financially well on their way in their financial journey. And it blows my mind how many of even those individuals truly don't understand their finances. They haven't committed to building the discipline, to understanding the verticals of their financial future, of their financial fitness. So finding that rhythm, for me, it's Financial Fridays. Every Friday, I go into all my bank accounts. Every Friday, I go into all my credit cards. Every Friday, I go into all my P&Ls. I go into my balance sheet. I go into my goal sheet. And that's where I go in and I continuously sharpen my axe and make sure that all the dots that need to be reconnected from one week to the next get done. That's my weekly rhythm and flow. Now, mind you, in between that, I'm consistently, right, reading, learning, asking questions, engaging in conversations to better understand money, to better understand how the decisions and the behavior I have around my money and what I do or don't do impacts or ties into my financial future. So circling back to real estate, right? Thinking about the things that you need to get better at, whether that is going into a pro forma, whether that's looking at a bunch of deals and offering memorandums to better understand what kind of returns you're going to get if you do this or maybe tweak that, if it's getting in and looking at more properties, if it's talking to more syndicators, if it's watching more videos on YouTube, whatever it may be, understanding and asking the questions of what is a balance sheet? How does a pro forma work? What is ROI? What does IRR mean? What is a cap rate? What is an annualized return? If you don't know the answers to these questions, now is not the time to put your head in the sand, right? It's the time to go, well, what is that? Let me Google that. Let me go on YouTube and see what kind of videos are out there. Let me see how I can feel more confident in understanding those things. And the more you ask the questions around the gaps you have in your financial fitness, the better you're going to be able to go out, create space to learn and implement the things that will, as you connect the dots, make you that much more sound and that much more bulletproof and that much more confident and capable as an investor. This is a journey. I mean, I know 50 or 60 year olds right now that have a couple $1 million in understanding and the literacy of their finances, they don't, because somebody else has been doing it for them their entire life. So while you can find the experts, like Mr. Breedwell is my financial markets expert. I trust in him with my life insurance policies, which if you haven't hit him up regarding a life insurance policy, Ryan is one of the top life insurance policy providers in the entire country and is one of the most knowledgeable and educated people that is doing it in an ethical and a very integrity-based way that has helped me unlock and uncover how that vehicle can tie into my real estate and can tie into my financial future. Same thing with a lot of the brokerage and portfolio accounts that he's got me involved in. As I've trusted in him, I'm also engaged and in proximity and learning through him as well. All your advisors should be doing that. Same thing with syndicators. If you're investing with syndicators or you're investing with other business individuals, those are things that you're going to want to get in proximity to them. And while you trust them, if you're not the one doing it, if you're not the horse going around the track yourself and you're jockeying up on somebody else, you want to understand how they're running the race, why they're doing it this way, what their strategy to win is. So that way, if and when you ever need to take the reins on your own financial, you know, aspects of your journey, you feel very confident and capable of doing that. So with that being said, some final updates for you guys. We saw foreclosures jump 27% in August after the federal moratorium expired. An onslaught of home foreclosures swept the country after the government's foreclosure moratorium expired July 31st. Across the U.S., 15,838 properties had a foreclosure filing last month. That's up 27% from July. I think this is going to be something that we continue to see. We also saw forbearances increase and re-entries rise. So the people that got out of forbearance now came back into forbearance. This was a 3% jump. So this is going to be something that I would recommend paying attention to because we may see some of those people experiencing financial pressure or going into foreclosure, put their houses on the market to capture the one bargaining chip they have left, which is probably going to be equity in their house. So I believe that there's going to be some good opportunity, guys, out there over this next quarter heading into 2022. Keep your ear to the pavement and a pulse on the market to understand what the data is telling you, because that is going to be your crystal ball. That is going to give you an edge. Most people don't do that. That's why we do this show, is to create that conversation, to create that space for awareness, so that way you can make the necessary tweaks and adjustments to your own investing journey to capture and hit the milestones in your financial journey that you're looking to hit. And that's why we love doing this show, talking all things money. And if you have any questions for us, any comments, any topics, any thoughts, hit us up, 844-447-1555. Don't forget to take advantage of the free financial x-ray. If you guys want to get on my deals list, text the word deals to that same phone number, x-ray to that same phone number. With that being said, we'll be back in the studio live next week. Mr. Breedwell and I will have more updates for you guys. We appreciate y'all. We love you guys. Keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. Be sure to tune in next week for more news and updates. If you got some value from today's show, all we ask is that you either leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or share this with somebody that you know can gain some insight, some value from it. One of the things that you guys know about Ryan and I is, you know, we definitely won't say we have all the answers, and we definitely won't say we know it all. We just want to bring conversation to the areas, the topics that we believe are really important to bring attention and awareness to help you sharpen your axe, put more tools on your tool belt, weaponize you to make the best decisions that align not only with your financial goals, right, but your lifestyle goals. So if you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free financial x-ray on your investment portfolio, all you have to do is text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Most people have no idea what they're being charged from a fee perspective, or really in most cases, overcharged, and whether or not their current investment plan is actually aligned with what they're trying to accomplish and by when. And this is something Ryan does for all of our listeners for free. So be sure to take them up on that x-ray, one word, 844-447-1555. Also, if you are someone who is serious about building your wealth and you're already kind of established, but you want to surround yourself with other like-minded, high net worth individuals, be sure to text WealthCamp, one word, to 844-447-1555 to learn more about our intimate five-star experiences with other like-minded business owners and investors, to cross-pollinate, to hear what they're doing, and to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we're doing it. And last, if you want to know more about consulting or getting mentorship directly from me or from Ryan, you can learn more by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, that's all for this week. Until next, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.